bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to create the content on the site if you choose. You can go and you can just look at it if you want. Or you can log in and then vote on the different items on the front page. Or you can submit content to the front page of the site and then have it voted on. So go to freetalklive.com. You can help us kind of decide what to talk about on the air, because sometimes we'll discuss the things that we find on our front page at freetalklive.com. So go there. Get interactive. It is totally free. You know, I've been a fan of video games as long as I can remember being alive, basically. I mean, I'm a child of the 80s. I got my first Nintendo, I think, when I was 7 years old in 1987. And I've always been, you know, interested in games from, you know, Atari 2600 on up. I don't have the time to be interested in them today.
Now, 2600, you're a decade younger than I am.
Yeah.
I think maybe 10 and a half years.
I guess.
Whatever,
9 years,
we don't need it.
Like
about
that.
A decade younger than I am. And you played the Atari 2600?
Yeah. The Atari 2600 was had incredible staying power.
It did. But where did you play it? Did you have it at your home?
I think I had one at one point, yeah. I'm pretty sure I had one.
I wonder if they
I know for a fact I had one.
Did they just get so cheap that everybody bought one, or?
Well, I mean, they were just prolific. I mean, you could find them at garage
sales. It was a big deal
to
have one of these when I was a kid.
You could find them at garage sales all over the place.
Yeah,
the
garage sales,
were,
sure.
They were incredibly popular in their day, and they remained very popular throughout the 80s. So, anyway, I'm a big fan of the video games. I've been playing them for a long time, and, of course, in the 1990s, they started coming out with computer games that you could network together. You could, you know, if you had enough computers at your house, you could buy network cables and network cards and get your computers linked together. This was pre-internet times, and you could play games like Doom with other people in the same house, which was a lot of fun. And of course, it's, you know, if you're in the same house, you can just yell across the house and communicate with the other people if you want to. But they also introduced for modem versions, because you could use, like, if I had one computer and you had another computer and you were at your home, Mark, we could connect up with our dial-up modems and play the same game. We could play Doom remotely. And I can't tell you how many hours I spent playing this as a teenager.
Probably
in
too many.
1990s. But, you know, you could type to people in the game, and they still have this feature with games today. You know, you hit the T button, and you start typing, and you hit the Enter button, and it sends it to sends the message to the other player on the other side. And, you know, people use them to taunt each other and to laugh and to, you know, give information to teammates and things like that. But apparently, the police are also interested in what it is that you're saying in these games. And, Mark, I haven't read this story yet, but you're telling me during the break that there's some kid who went to jail for what he said during some tough talk during a game?
His name's Justin Carter. And it's not even as bad as what you say.
Okay. What happened?
Okay, so he's a Texas teenager. He's playing a game on Facebook, one of these Facebook games, right? It's called
a real game.
League of Legends.
Okay.
And
you love these things.
What's that?
You love these games.
I do play a Facebook game called Marvel Avengers something or other.
Is it because you can just kind of pick it up and put it down and it doesn't even matter? It's just like an easy thing to do?
Yeah.
What's the attraction? What's the appeal of it?
Well, I like you, have played video games for as long as I've been able to play video games. And, you know, I like them for that reason. I like to play video games during the break on the show. If there's nothing for me to do, I'm going to do that. And I need a game that doesn't have, like, sort of save points. Because sometimes there'll be action, and you can't stop the action.
Right.
And so I have to have a game where I can stop the action. Otherwise, you know, it's disastrous. So I've played a variety of different online games in the 10 years that I've done Free Talk Live, sometimes solitaire on up. And so, yeah, that's the reason I like it. But each one of these games is different. I don't know what League of Legends is like. But apparently, while playing League of Legends one time, Justin Carter was another player called him insane.
League of Legends or Legions?
Legends, excuse me.
Okay.
Maybe did I say it right the first time? Is there any chance I might have got it right the first time?
I'm not sure.
The second time, I know I wasn't looking at the copy, so hopefully I got it right the first time. If not, I just got it wrong both times.
It is a multiplayer battle arena video game, according to Wikipedia.
Yep. I probably should raise the size of the font on here anyway, because the fact of the matter is I'm going blind. So this kid was called one player called Justin Insane, and Justin responded, "Oh yeah, I'm really messed up in the head. I'm going to go shoot up a school full of kids and eat their still beating hearts." The next two lines.
Wow. Clearly hyperbolic.
Yeah, clearly it's hyperbolic, right? I mean, when has this been done?
Right.
The next two lines he says, LOL and JK.
JK, just kidding.
I mean, he doesn't even let it stand as a hyperbolic statement.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually comes behind it and says, laugh out loud, just kidding. So, in the, I mean, it's crazy.
All
apparently,
right, so what happened to
a Canadian woman sees this. I don't know why that's really relevant, but that's where she's at.
And he's in where?
Texas.
Texas, okay.
She finds his address in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it's in his Facebook profile.
All right, because these Facebook games are tied to your identity.
Yeah, some more than others.
Okay.
You'd have a difficulty. Yes, that's the case.
Yeah.
So in some way or another, she's able to find his address. She calls the cops in his local area. They come by and they pick him up. And they
for
put his,
what?
Okay, well, I'll read it right here.
Please.
Authorities charged him with making a terrorist threat.
Oh, my God.
If convicted, he'll face
federal
8 years
charge.
In prison.
That's a federal charge, right?
Yep. I'm sorry. Let me go. A Canadian woman who's
17.
I don't. I think he's that like that number. I don't know. He is a teenager,
okay,
according to this article. 19th birthday. He recently celebrated his 19th birthday behind bars.
So barely an adult.
Right.
Legally.
So, he lived near an elementary school.
The
Canadian woman who saw the post looked up Carter's Austin address, determined that it was near an elementary school, called the police. Carter
what
was arrested
busybody.
1 month later and has been in jail ever since.
Holy crap.
He recently celebrated his 19th birthday behind bars. Authorities charged him with making a terrorist threat. If convicted, he'll face 8 years in prison. The problem here isn't busybodies, Ian, because you can never stop busybodies. And you can't stop people from, I mean, if you see something, say something. The problem here is absolute, abject, complete incompetence on the part of law enforcement. The problem is that a person can be convicted of a crime without ever having harmed anyone.
Wow.
The fact of the matter is that because of the media, America's full of wussies that think that any kind of statement at all that sounds remotely violent is a threat against children. And it is out of control. Out of control. People are exchanging their essential liberty for safety over and over again. And I would dare say everyone listening to my voice has made some kind of offhand statement that could be construed as violent.
You said this guy just got out of jail, or he's still there?
He's okay. So I had to look him up because the story that I had was about 3 weeks old, and I don't like, you know, I mean, it's a good story, but we just hadn't gotten to it. I've been on vacation,
sure,
that kind of thing. Not vacation. I've been away.
Horrible story, but yes, I get your point.
It's a story for free. It's a story relevant to the Free Talk Live audience.
Sure.
Good is one.
We probably had a lot of gamers in this audience.
Thanks to an anonymous Good Samaritan, Justin Carter, the teen jailed for threatening Facebook posts, is out on bail. According to MSNBC, Carter is now out on bail as of Thursday, July the 11th, after his family received a $500,000 donation so that they could make bail from an anonymous Good Samaritan. The 19-year-old has been in jail since mid-February after Texas police determined his language on a Facebook post construed a terroristic threat.
Wow, man. When's the trial?
Let's see, Carter's scheduled for a court hearing on July the 16th. So
that was yesterday.
Yeah.
We need to look around and see if there is an update on that particular case. It's absolutely outrageous. And did it say, I'm sorry, what was the bond? Do you recall that? Did it say that?
I don't know what the bond was. They got a $500,000 donation.
Wow.
And I hope that that means that he is going to
that's what it
get
says
a better
here.
Lawyer.
I just looked for his name online. Anonymous person posts $500,000 bail.
Yeah.
That's amazing. 855.
That is amazing.
450 free. I hope he's got some good legal help on this one.
I'd like to talk to that person about the good that Free Talk Live does in the world for human freedom.
More coming up. You can take control here, and I want to get a little bit further into this and what this means, because people have been trash talking on video games for a long time. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Sereda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features we have on the site. If you have a mobile phone, you've got a smartphone, you want to pull up our live streams or the podcast, you can just visit m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregation site with a liberty bend. If you're interested in the ideas of liberty, interested in the news stories that we talk about here on Free Talk Live, this is a service you might want to sign up for. You can get their emails sent directly to your inbox. I get it. I find it immensely valuable. It's great to be able to scan through those stories. And I probably read 5 or 6 times the stories that I get out of there than the ones I present on the air. So, I find it immensely valuable. Go to freedoms.phoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. They've got updates on the economy, technology, communications, the police state, science, history. It's fascinating. Freedomsphoenix.com.
So you're reading, for you're sharing with us, or I think have shared, a very disturbing story. I don't know if there was any more details in there, Mark, that you wanted to make sure we got out.
At this point, I don't know when Justin Carter's hearing is, so that's all I got.
Well, you had said that the hearing was yesterday.
I'm sorry, yes, I don't know what the hearing's about.
I did look online to see if I could find anything, and Justin Carter news results on Google News do not result in anything from today, so I don't know what happened in that particular case. But we do know, according to Kotaku, which is a video game website, this is the most recent story. It was published today at 5:30. It's the only thing about Carter published basically this week. But it doesn't address anything about yesterday. It does say that he will be filing a motion to dismiss on August 12th. Why he's waiting until August 12th to file it, I'm not sure. Or maybe that means it'll be heard on August 12th. But anyway, his attorney, lawyer Don Flannery, says that they're hoping the Como County, Texas court will dismiss their case during the hearing, and if not, that there are many avenues to take up on appeal. He says, I think the law is definitely on our side. We will continue, as we learn more about this, to update you on exactly what's going to happen. Because, it wasn't that long ago in Boston, they put a 17-year-old rapper, a teenager, high school student, who had posted some offensive lyric on his Facebook profile. He was locked up for that. Eventually, they ended up dropping that particular case. This young man has been in jail, or was in jail, for several months, since February through just recently. So a good solid 4 months at least in jail. Hopefully he's going to have a really nice countersuit to line up and go after the police department in this particular case. All he did was trash talk on a video game on Facebook. Let's
right.
go.
He didn't even threaten anybody in particular. He just sort of threatened children in general, I guess.
He said, I'm effed in the head, all right. I think I'm going to shoot up a kindergarten and watch the blood of the innocent rain down and eat the burning heart of one of them. And then later said, JK and LOL.
Yeah, apparently there are different quotes as to what he said, and so that's interesting, too.
So Mark is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and a different Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Mark, I'm friends with you on Facebook. You're a level 198 in Marvel Avengers Alliance. You know what the name of it is.
Okay, thank you.
I find it appalling. Trash talking has been the epitome of video games since violent two-player video games came out. Not even violent. Pong. I remember sitting around playing Pong with friends of mine and just talking smack the whole time.
I think that's part of it. Some people really like to taunt each other. I was always taught a good winner, sort of keeps their mouth shut and wins graciously, but not everybody feels that same way.
It makes it fun, especially when you're playing games like newer games like Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. Some of the things we say over the headset is horrible.
Right.
I can't even imagine some of the things I could have gotten arrested for saying over Call of Duty.
It's pretty ridiculous what has happened here. Go ahead, Mark.
And it's not just the video games, it's people writing. I've done a jail time. A friend of mine who was in jail was just writing down how he was feeling. He ended up picking up new charges because he was depressed and writing about suicide rather than actually committing it.
Wow. Yeah. There was a story out of, I think it was Tennessee or Kentucky, I'm not sure which, where a young man wrote a story about zombies in his high school and got in some kind of trouble. I can't remember whether it was an arrest or in-school situation or whatever it was. I think it was an arrest for just writing a fictional story about zombies eating his teachers and stuff.
I remember doing that when I was in elementary school. I remember borrowing liberally from some of my favorite monster movies at the time, and, you know, like borrowing characters and plot scenes and things like that, but also putting, you know, the names of people in real life and teachers and things like that into the book. And I remember my teacher pulled me out of class once to tell me that she really thought the book was good, but was disturbed by the violent content of it. But this was in 1985 or whatever. Excuse me, probably more like closer to 1990. And, you know, back then it wasn't as oppressive of an environment for kids.
There's nothing they could do.
Mark, anything else you want to share with us?
No, that's about it.
Hey,
I just find it horrible that this kid's got to go through all this. And I've read that it's completely ruined his life, the time he spent in that jail in Texas.
Absolutely. I mean, he's only 19, so he'll probably be able to, you know, bounce back at some point. But, you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your apartment. You're going to lose anything.
He was depressed and put in solitary and beat up by other inmates.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
This is rough stuff.
Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, he's a video game geek. This guy doesn't know about jail.
I don't know that anyone. The fact is that I would say the majority of young males play video games. You can't make any kind of.
I've seen his picture. He looks like a gamer geek.
He does look that way. But I don't know. I think that's you know, it's an irresponsible statement. I don't know
what
whether
is irresponsible
he can,
about it.
The fact is that the most dangerous guy in that jail has played video games. So. He looks like a normal kid.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He's a normal kid. He's not a jailbird. You know, he's not somebody who's been in the system. He has experience behind bars, or he's got some kind of a rap sheet. He's just a kid playing games on Facebook. And kid's not accurate. He's a teenager playing games on Facebook. He's a young man. He doesn't have, you know, much experience, certainly in jail-related situations.
It doesn't sound like it, no.
So that's probably was a harrowing, intimidating, frightening experience for him.
Well,
it's horrible.
I just don't think anybody should be arrested when there's no, I mean, there's no victim
there's no
here.
Victim, yeah.
And, you know, I'm not willing to say that a threat, you know, a verbal threat should be ignored. I don't know what the proper, you know, recourse is. It
well,
really just depends on the situation.
Yeah, well, right. So it depends on the circumstance. So there are certain circumstances in which a threat is a real threat, and then there's another circumstance like this where it's just some guy on Facebook talking smack.
A threat is threatening an individual.
Well, no, hold on. Not necessarily, because if I send a written letter to a school saying, I'm going to set off a bomb later this week and exterminate, 30 kids in one class.
You have threatened that the individuals in that school.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying.
I mean, basically, he's threatened every kid, essentially. I don't know. I mean, it's...
Who out there actually thinks this young man should have gotten in trouble? Because there are comments out there on some of these articles from people that... There's one here saying, I'm glad he's in trouble. We'll come back with more at 855-450-FREE, and that comment's on a gamer website. It's Free Talk Live.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free. Tell us how you feel about this 19-year-old male who has been put in a jail cell for 4 months of his life because he made some trash-talking comments over a Facebook game. He said, "I'm effed in the head, all right. I think I'm going to shoot up a kindergarten and watch the blood of the innocent rain down and eat the burning heart of one of them. JK, LOL." And somebody reported him for that, and then the police in Texas went and arrested him for it. I'd be really interested to know how that went. I imagine they just knocked on the door, he opened it, and they put him under arrest. But I'd be interested in, you know, hearing the details on how that went. Would there be a way to avoid that? Maybe he, you know, talked himself into the arrest to some extent. I just wonder what the rundown was there.
Knock, knock. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you Justin Carter?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to come with me, son.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's a shocker. I mean, look, maybe the kid's a punk, but who hasn't done this online? I mean, not necessarily threatening kindergartners, but just talked a little bit of trash on a game online. I mean, it's just so common.
If this is acceptable, I mean, and that by that I mean locking somebody up for a vague, sort of unidentified threat.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the threat is specific, but it's vague in this in against whom it is. He also says, by the way, immediately afterwards, "Just kidding." So.
Even if he hadn't, I
still think that this is a very hyperbolic kind of threat. There's another one that might be, I guess, you know, I'm not 100% sure what he said, but I like yours better. It just sounds more specific. It sounds more like they're using the nomenclature.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wonder, oh, I'm going to kill you, used to be a relatively common thing for people to say. When I was younger, you know, that's people would say that. I'm going to kill you. Like chase after them or something like that.
They didn't actually mean they were going to kill them.
No, I never saw anybody kill anyone over that, you know, after having said that. So I think it's a good idea to say that?
No.
You know, there might be other other terms that one could use, but exactly, you know, in dealing with humans, where do we draw the line? He's really specific as to what he's going to do. He's not specific against whom he is going to do it. Although he did, you know, point out a school. So exactly where is it? Where does it? If we're going to say, look, I think that it's fair if I pull out a 45 and point it at your forehead, Ian, and I say, take one more breath and I'm going to blow your brains out, for you to go ahead and react as though I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, if you were to say JK LOL after that, it really wouldn't bring the threat level down.
If you put the gun away after you do it, then you're telling bad, bad jokes. But
it's
I still
a horrifying
think it's a joke.
Thing to do to somebody.
It's a horrifying thing
and
to do.
And that's a real threat because you really did put their life in danger.
You could have. Like, something could have gone wrong, you but it's have, still a bad
a
joke.
Little, you could have had a little twerk in your finger and then it slipped in
anything
the trigger
could have
card
happened.
And blam.
Absolutely. I don't know what I even think in that circumstance, the one you're pointing out here with the joke. But, you know, where do threats start and finish? Because, Jack, my son, will often say, and I'm sure he's gotten it from me, I'm going to get you. And what does that mean?
Yeah, sure.
You know, and oh, you're going to get me, I'm going to get you. And we play this little game back and forth. That could mean a variety of things, couldn't it?
So one of the comments on this story is from Acme64 on the Kotaku version of the story. You know, he says, I'm glad he's in trouble. We're well beyond the point of the internet being this new awkward thing where netiquette doesn't exist yet. If I walked around my street yelling this, I'd be arrested too.
Yeah, but he didn't walk around the street yelling it. If you were sitting at home with a friend who said you're crazy and you responded, oh yeah, I'm nuts. I'm gonna do something, cause the blood to rain down and rip the heart out of the still beating heart out of a child and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. Would that be a jailable offense? And I don't think it is.
The continued comment is, freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom of consequence. It's about time we start realizing that there are real people on the other side of that screen. This isn't a Wild West anymore, kids.
Okay, so I don't think that freedom of speech means freedom of consequence. But that doesn't mean that the government... Freedom of speech means the government doesn't decide, it doesn't get to decide what's free and what's not. This is unpopular speech. And, okay, let's talk about it being a threat. But then, if you're going to hold this kid responsible for this being a threat, it seems to me you need to hold everybody responsible for every threat. And that means if a police officer's child, no matter how young, says something like, I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to get you, or bam, bam, you're dead, then that police officer needs to throw their kid in jail, or that police officer is a hypocrite. I mean, those are your choices. Because I'll tell you what, the real world, sir, is in some kind of Wild West that we haven't figured out yet. And people are making threats every day.
Kwan Hung Chen says, agreed. While I don't think jail for 8 to 12 years is the solution, people who go out of their way to use this kind of dialogue on open forums should definitely be punished. Maybe some fine and community service if the person is not found to be an immediate threat.
And he's pointing out a really great, the last garbage he said should be ignored. But the first thing is he's pointing out is really great. Like, maybe we need some kind of way to societally re-educate people on the use of terminology like this, but maybe
you're never going to convince teenage boys to stop trash talking.
Maybe not. Maybe, but the fact is that the government only has one tool. Because if he doesn't want to do this community service, he doesn't want to pay that fine, he's still going to jail.
That's right.
You know, the kid's saying that 8 years is too much, and I'm with him. But the government only has one tool, or has a very limited quiver of tools, and that's the problem. If the police officer would have gone to his house and said, look, son, It looks. Did you on July the 11th say, or excuse me, on February the 11th say that you were going to blow up a school, watch the blood rain down, and eat the still beating heart of a kindergartner? Is that what you said? Did you say that? Yeah. Well, don't ever say that again. This kid would never say anything like that again.
Yeah, that's true.
If you just use the power of the authority of the executive branch.
Still, that's still inappropriate. They should have just left the hell. They should have told that lady, lady, get a life. See you later.
I hear you. I'm just saying that if the government actually they have no responsibility for their actions.
No, that's true. I mean, this kid's been in jail for 4 months. If he does get a turnaround civil suit on the city or the town or whoever it was that made the arrest, the police department, it won't be the officers who made the arrest that will be held responsible. So ultimately, even if this guy gets, let's say, $100,000 per month for being in jail, let's say he gets, you know, $500,000 or something like that for his lost time, the police department is going to be the one that has to foot that bill. The city is going to be the one that has to foot that bill. The officers themselves will probably continue on.
Well, the
continue
city doesn't foot it. The taxpayers do.
Right. Thank you for that. The officers themselves will continue on. They'll continue to be promoted. They'll continue to get, you know, their pension down the line, and nothing will
happen. They're just doing their jobs.
So let's continue here. You can bring up what you'd like, and maybe you are somebody who thinks that speech should be limited, that people should not be able to say whatever they want to online. You wouldn't be alone, but we would like to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. We go in the meantime to Ken in Connecticut. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. Ken? How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You guys are talking about, I guess, this kind of sort of threat this guy made on Facebook games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it seems like a pretty clear-cut case where property rights should decide what the retribution or what consequences should be.
Well, then if it were property rights, wouldn't that mean that the worst case scenario is he's banned from the game, right?
Right. Well, it should be up to Facebook and whoever is hosting the game whether or not that is acceptable for their forum.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right that a Facebook suspension of 3 days would probably have him thinking twice about making a wild statement like that.
And it'd be a lot cheaper than 4 months in jail. If you want more, Ken, stand by. We can bring you back for further comments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you don't want to respect the property owner, then you just don't. You're not allowed on that property anymore. And problem solved. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can join us there and enjoy all the features. If you like the show, download it. We've got archives that go back for years. Just click, and they're yours. The last 7 days' worth are at the top of the site. And then you click in the archives section. You can go back to years and years' worth of the show. Each archive has the SoundCloud player built right into the page. Makes it easy to play back. From your browser, or hit the download button to download it, or hit the share button and share it with your friends. And that's something we really appreciate when you do that. Share your favorite episode of the week or something with your friends at the end of the week and let them know, hey, I listened to this. I really thought it was great this week, and here's my favorite episode of the week for Free Talk Live. And maybe some other people that you know will listen to us, and gosh, that'd be great, because then they might come across the ideas of liberty that maybe they didn't pay attention to when you were trying to introduce it to them, but for whatever reason, those guys on the radio are more influential. People take the word of strangers on the radio more seriously in some instances when they'll versus the word from you, because they know you, and they know you're fallible. I mean, we're fallible, too, but they don't know that.
I'm not sure why it is that people will listen to experts. I'm making air quotes here.
Yeah, I think it's just because they presume that because someone has a microphone that they've been vetted in some way, or that they're smarter or, you know, more educated, which, of course, anybody that knows the people in the radio business knows that's not true.
All I can tell you is that the purpose of social networking is to be able to share the things that you like. And if you like Free Talk Live, you should share it with people.
Yeah, that'd be great. And our website makes it easy, so go to freetalklive.com.
Another podcast you may like is School Sucks Project. It's a podcast and a call-in show and a web community and a YouTube channel. And they discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. They've got a great 12-part podcast series called Kids Are Not Defective. It examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, zero tolerance policies, carrots and stick systems, and much more. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
Let's go back to Ken. He's still in Connecticut. We've been talking about Facebook, freedom of speech, or the lack thereof. There have been more than one young male this year that's been arrested and put in jail based on the content of a post to Facebook. Ken, go ahead with your continued thoughts.
Okay, so I guess it kind of extends on the other end, too, where, yes, Facebook has the right to decide what content they have, but users also get to decide if, based upon what content Facebook permits, if they want to associate with that. So there are financial repercussions if they're doing things that the consumer doesn't like.
It makes sense. I mean, if Facebook just starts banning everybody for whatever, I know Facebook allows cussing. So if they start banning everybody for 10
days. But no boobies.
For cussing. Right. No, you can say the most horrifying language out there as long as it's not threats. And but you can't show breasts.
Yep.
So anyway. And if they maybe it was a 30-day suspension. If everybody got suspended 30 days for saying a cuss word, then... Yeah, you know, people might stop using Facebook.
They start going to Google Plus, absolutely. Ken, any other thoughts you want to share?
I had a question for you guys.
Sure.
I recently became a free state mover.
Oh, wow, congratulations. But you're in Connecticut still?
I'm actually on the road. I'm working. I just moved to the Nashua area.
That's awesome news.
So
the question?
My question was... I want to make sure the counter moves, and I haven't got any answers on how to do that. I wonder if
you know, this is one of the biggest questions the Free State Project, I think, receives. I constantly see this being asked. Hey, I moved. How do I update the counter? I don't know the exact answer to
that. The answer is that you have an account that you created when you signed up.
Yeah.
And if you go update that account to... I've moved, then it should move the counter. However, there's, I think it's a membership at freestateproject.org.
It might be members at freestateproject.org.
Maybe it's members. You can also email, somebody about it. But,
I think you're right about that, Mark. I think if you go to freestateproject.org and log into your account, which you would have created when you first signed up for the Free State Project, and then go to the account settings, there should be some kind of an option in there to indicate that, or maybe you just need to update your address. Was it? Do you remember, Mark, if it was some sort of a tick box or something like that?
I don't know. I did it so long ago that I couldn't tell you. I've just heard somebody, give that answer before.
So check the account settings at freestateproject.org, and if you can't figure it out there, what I'd recommend is going to the Free State Project forum at forum.freestateproject.org and posting that question there. And maybe that's something they need to add to their new website. It's like a frequently asked questions.
Specifically that question.
Yeah, because that's one that comes up a lot. Ken, how is it so far in New Hampshire? When did you move up?
It's fantastic. I actually moved up in November. I was able to catch the Liberty Forum.
Oh, great.
I got to see Tom Woods speak, and that was great. I got to meet him and talk to him. So that was great. He's been someone I've loved listening to and reading his books.
Yeah, he's great.
And so what is it that you're liking? I mean, did you come from Connecticut?
It's kind of funny. I went to school in Keene, and my last year in Keene, I gotten hold of the Free Minds TV guys on the Cheshire TV.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while, okay.
And that led me into the whole Liberty movement.
Wow, so you lived in New Hampshire, left New Hampshire, and then came back as a member of the Free State Project.
Yes.
He's completely qualified.
Yeah, sure.
There's one of the early movers before us, Ian, has a couple of daughters. And one of those daughters has moved away and gone to college in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to her at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and she's always considered herself a Free Stater. But because she was under the age of 18...
She couldn't be a Free Stater.
She couldn't be a signer of the Free State Project. So I've encouraged her to sign up for the Free State Project.
Absolutely.
Now that she lives out of town.
Hey, Ken, congratulations on your move. I imagine you've gotten hooked up with some of the Nashua activists and have gone to some social events, I take it?
I've been trying to get worked into that. It's been a little busy with work, especially in the summer. But,
wow, isn't that amazing? You've been around for 8 months and you still haven't gone to a social event. There are they do exist. You can go to Free Nashua. I believe it's freenashua.org or .com. Do you recall?
I know Google knows.
Yeah. Free Nash has got a website, and they, I believe, list their social events and such there, so you can connect with other Liberty folks. Because from what I understand, the Nashville crowd's pretty big. I mean, it's the second largest city in New Hampshire. We talk about Manchester a lot because it's the biggest city, but Nashville's a pretty close second with like 70,000 people living there, Manchester with 100,000. And so there's a pretty vibrant Liberty community in there, and I think it might be worth your while to make the time to get to know some of them. And thanks for the call, Ken. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's one of the other aspects about the Free State Project that's so important, is creating those connections with the activists in your area so you have a real community. Sure, you can move into New Hampshire and instantly you'll have more freedom. You know, you can take your seatbelt off if you want to, for instance. You'll instantly have more freedom just by living in New Hampshire from, you know, compared to wherever it is you're from. But there's also this great activist community. It's your option. You don't have to connect with them, but they're there, and they're really cool people.
And
I recommend it.
This is something that a lot of confusion around the Free State Project often happens, is because just about every other move here project that's out there is it's one of those situations where people want you to move to create a new intentional community. And the Free State Project isn't really an intentional community. It is a bunch of contentional communities. Like, say, for instance, there's a group out there that wants to create sort of a peaceful parenting, voluntarist, non-voter community.
Mm-hmm.
You can create that in New Hampshire. You can move to a town that has no Free Staters in it whatsoever. And you can create that and do that. And it doesn't, it's still within the Free State Project project. I mean, it's a template, essentially. The idea is to move 20,000 people to a state. We don't all live in some kind of commune and raise goats.
I don't want to live with you.
We practically do, my friend.
We actually have at one point.
But that's the thing is, you know, no, I've got a house. I've got a little cabin in the woods. I live 8 miles from you. This isn't some kind of commune. And oftentimes we'll get asked that. That's not the point. The Free State Project is to have the largest impact as possible on a state. And a state is a much more interesting legal unit than a town or a city or a county or a region even. And many of these projects have to do with regions. What they always do is they discount the power of the political process. Do I support using politics against my neighbor? No. Do I support having more freedom in my life and am willing to accept it if that freedom is given to me through the political process? Yes,
yeah,
I
for sure.
am.
FreeNashua.org, by the way, is their website. It is a more of a kind of a static page with some resources for visitors and movers. It doesn't have the same blog factor that FreeKeen does, but it's there and it looks pretty, and there's a good group of activists behind it. So there's a lot of different options for people that are looking to move to New Hampshire. Lots of choices. You don't have to move to Keene or Manchester. There's all kinds of other towns out there, some big, some not so much. 855-450-FREE. Of course, Concord's also an important place to be, especially if you're going to be active in politics. Convenient to be in Concord. More coming up. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. And still to come here tonight, federal regulations have made you 75% poorer. Reason.com will explain.
Quantum the vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving.
And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.